bring us closer. Don't I look like a Holly Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the galaxy in me, which I want. I'm not a but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom, 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 boom. You think you can handle this? Ka don't, don't. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet.
Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm massa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minuteman, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best, I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go, bruh, pum pum, give you some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet.
Come on, simple fellas.
We're partying, we're grooving, we're jamming, we're rocking. You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays, your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Playing our song, don't you hear the music? And playing our song, don't you hear the music? Yeah, that's 91.5 WM.
All right, so we were talking off here. All right, so apparently
it's a Lounge Saturdays, Danny. Let's get the formalities.
Yeah, pictures of Pon-Pons and Danny behind the scenes. This is great. The Ladies of Hip Hop is on tonight on the Lounge Saturdays on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, and online at WMFO.org. You're listening through Alexa. Alexa, play WMFO. See?
Look at that. That easy.
You get a crosswalk in the back.
There you go.
See? There you go.
There you go.
That's live radio for you folks.
Anyways, what a hot set. A little Buffalo stance. Danny was definitely working it with Missy Elliott and Trinier. They're playing our song. Danny, you didn't even know that one, did you?
I did not know that one for some reason.
Why?
I didn't. I knew everything.
Why?
I just didn't. I knew Eve. I knew Nena, Cherry.
You're our co-executive producer. Do we have to make you co-executive producer? All right, Danny. We've been playing some great music, but we got the one and only DJ Cliff's West End Mix ready to go in just a minute, right?
Just a minute.
Just a minute. You know, give a big shout out to the West End crew. Paparazzi's taking pictures of us right now. Love it.
Paparazzi.
Our guest producer.
Producer Carrie. Nice.
Nice, nice.
Yay, she's
taking the selfies.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're in the backdrop. Oh, the other one. Face the camera. Us. Yeah, no, she's taking a picture of the crosswalk. This is awesome.
That is awesome.
This is the beauty of live radio. So Lounge Radio Show. Hey, smile. Right on Facebook, on Twitter. Follow us there. DJ Cliff West. Another hot mix on the way. And also, we only have until 10 o'clock, so lots of music are on the way. And Evan, if we can get this behind the scenes and get the listeners to see this, he has a touch screen on his laptop, and it's kind of funny because he's pushing all these buttons and holding the laptop and trying to find something on there, and it's pretty cool. And
are you wanting me to say something?
No.
Oh, all right.
Should we go into Cliff West?
You know, but before we get into Cliff's West End Mix, you know, mentioned a little while ago, Boston Props and the one and only Cad Bondi put a whole great program together with all the record pool directors from the years past. And our boy Cliff got top props for Boston's favorite club DJ. He got nominated and voted upon by peers and friends all across the industry.
That's amazing.
Amazing. He was up there. Andrea Stamos, DJ Gary Titus, and I used to sneak into Shenanigans to see Gary Titus years ago. Jimmy J, Tad Bonvy, Vinny Brand, the one and only Narcissus Jock. How cool is that? Also making the list, Burt Wilkinson, Brian Halligan, Captain Wendell. How you doing, buddy? Carly Mitro, Cliff was on there. Carl Conrado, Conrad, how you doing? Drew Errico, Eddie K, Eddie Haskin, Gary Titus, George Borden, Greg Pick, Jimmy J, John Luongo, Joey Carvello, he's doing awesome down in New York City, Ken Levine, Lynn Olson, Mike Janity, Paul Ribeiro, Peter Acola, Renee Sampson, Ross Signa. How you doing, Roscoe? Shay Diggs, Stephanie Kelly, Steve Spinelli, Tad, Vinny Brand, and Vinny Peruzzi. These are all the favorite club DJs all over, and our boy Cliff West was
topped it off there.
Topped it off. Ugh. So anyways, what a great night. What a great event. Congrats to everybody out there who were nominated and voted as Boston's favorite. What a great night and just an awesome. Thanks, Tad, for putting that together. So without further ado, Danny. That's right. It's the
DJ
West.
DJ Cliff West.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
One way ain't be realness, real spirituality. Attitude brew, that's the Philly and I. Need me in the game, I'm the thrill in your life. Breath of fresh air, little boys hang me on they wall, I grow them chest head. Why you listen to other cats, you got the best head. Come on, try your luck, shorty, I got the rest scared. Bet you anything, you ain't ready and you get left there. Ain't known for front and vouch for my behavior. Same way they get down, I get down for this paper. 16, me from my pen, so you can test. I still need to know who I am, they top the record. Take it like a class on me and learn the lesson. Bottom line, my world, my way,
it one way, I said it's a party. I got to run or through. We holding 20 plus. You can follow if you choose. See, ain't nothing changed since the days of the Q. Except the elimination of one or two out my crew. Yeah, it's you. But you, I got to browse on you. You can catch me at the bar, being shady to my old crew. How I do, make moves like I'm shooting. Catch me on the rebound, maybe at the tunnel.
No, we're partying, the party's in this red or blue. And leave it to my crew, we play a proof. After 3 rounds, we go to the wall, this group. A party in the party's in this red or blue. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew, it's gon' be play the proof. After 3 rounds, we gon' be the wolf this group. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue.
Now party ain't a party, party till I run through it.
That's how we do. That's how we do. That's how we do. Microphone take off for me and you. I give a shout out to the whole crew. From New York City.
A party till I run through it. Pick 'em, stick 'em, stick 'em, that's how I do it. Now party ain't a party till I run through it. Pick 'em, stick 'em, stick 'em, that's how I do it. Now party.
party ain't a party till I run through it. Pick 'em, stick 'em, stick 'em, that's how I do it. Move it, get down, keeping y'all moving. Certified game type proven. Alright, dealer of the dead floor, making all y'all stomp and clap. You feeling me? Damn sure. I had the answers for your dancers since way back, putting it down like that.
We're partying, we're grooving, we're jamming, we're rocking. You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays. Broadcasting locally, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, or globally at WMFO.org. Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Get up and move that body. Get up, people, now get down to it. For the night. you're stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
That's right, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is Lounge Saturdays. It's me, Evan Myers, with my buddy, Danny Martinetti. How you doing,
buddy? You know it. It is the Lounge Saturday. Wow. He amazes each and every week, DJ Cliff Westo. I just wanted to add the Westo at the end.
Cliff Westo, is that what we're going to call him from now on?
Sure.
All right. I'm sure he's going to love that. Another hot mix, buddy. And a big shout out to the West End crew as well. And Danny, you know, there are always movies out there. And what would life be without another movie about a middle-aged woman down on her luck who finds a suitcase full of money in the desert? What she do? She calls her best friend, who then joins up with her, and the two of them go on an adventure, all sorts of crazy stuff. And you never know what consequences they're going to face for the actions that they take in spending money. And right now, our very good friend, Barbara Ann Kay, the one and only Barbara Ann from Boston, Massachusetts, is calling all the way from Palm Springs, California, and the trailer for Nowheresville, the movie Barbara Ann is starring in, just got released. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing? Show sounds awesome.
Oh, thank you so much for checking in. And how psyched must you be? You just completed and saw the screening, the small intimate screening of your new movie, Nowheresville. You ready to talk to us about this and tell us all about this crazy movie that you're involved in and how it started for you and all that good stuff?
I sure am.
Oh, that is awesome. So, Barbara, I know this project started off as just a role as an extra, and you found it through Craigslist and through working with the crew and the great directors and producers there. You somehow morphed into a bigger character. Can you explain a little bit about how you got into it, how it happened, and a little bit about your character?
Sure. It started off with I answered an ad I saw online for an audition. I just figured it was on my bucket list. What the hell? I'll go for an audition. And he called me and said, I got the part. However, not the part I went for. I went for the part of Patricia, the lead character. He decided I was better suited to be Brenda, her friend. So it was supposed to be a little short film. Couple of days of shooting ended up to be a year-long project made into a feature film instead of a short.
That is so awesome. And you're working with the great director, Kevin McVeigh. You know, I know this is his first feature film, but everybody knows him back on all these MTV videos that he's been producing over the years. He is a kick-ass director. And I know Problem Child and Big Girl Productions is involved as well.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. What's it been like working with those guys?
Oh, it's been a blast. It's really been fun. I learned a lot of things. I learned that acting isn't as easy as you think it would be. It's very difficult. It's a lot of lot of physical work and demanding, but it's worth it.
Oh,
so much fun.
I bet it is. And I know on the physical and demanding work, like your first day on set, you were doing physical scenes and you were all bloodied up and had gun bullets blowing up all over you. And what was that?
Yep. That's my very first day. I was very physical. It was a 13-hour day. I got beat up. I got shot.
Oh.
It was very demanding. And actually, the director, Kevin, figured I was never going to come back after that first day. So,
well, once you saw the suitcase full of money, and I saw that in the trailer. How was it? First of all, you don't have to answer yes or no. Was the money real?
Yeah, I wish.
Oh, you know what else is really cool?
If it was, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now.
See,
I'd be off somewhere.
You'd be in like Bali or something. We'd never see you again. And I know you got to work with Chris Jones, funny, funny comedian. Everybody knows him as Jonesy, who is also a Haverhill, Mass native, like Bob
Rand.
I love
him.
And just as
I loved it.
You did? Yeah. Yeah. What's he like? Tell us about Jonesy.
Oh my God. Jonesy is freaking hysterical. He's so funny. And I loved working with him because sometimes I miss Massachusetts and being home. But being there with him, we would say things and nobody knew what we were talking about because we're talking, you know, Boston. Because I'd say to him, oh, Jonesy, nice dungarees. And then he'd turn around and say to me, nice pocketbook. And everybody was like, what are they talking about? It was just really, really funny. We had such a good time. You know, I really loved working with him. He's a little doll. He's like my little brother. I just loved him.
He played your slacker little brother on in the movie, right? Is that what the deal is?
No, he played Patricia's son.
Okay. So Haverhill, Massachusetts, Jonesy, Bob Rand. You know who else comes from Haverhill, Massachusetts? What other celeb?
Who?
Me?
Get out.
Yeah. And
it's Haverhill.
It's Haverhill. And Danny, I'm going to tell you something really funny. Bob Rand knows this, but no one else really does. Bob Rand's dad babysat my mother back in the day when they were real young. And that must have been 100 years ago. I don't even know. But I have no idea how old my mother is. Anyways, Bob Rand, how excited are you? And where can we find all this information about the movie, social media? Do you have any plugs, anything you want to let us know where to find you on?
Of course. It's coming to a film festival near you. You can see the trailer and read all about it and read about behind the scenes and everything on Nowheresville, #Nowheresville movie or #Nowheresville film. Also on Facebook, Nowheresville, and on Twitter, Nowheresville1.
Fantastic.
And of course,
what's that?
Of course, mine is... My page on Facebook is
Barbara
Ann K.
Barbara Ann K. That's it. And I know, before we let you go, I know you're going to be hitting up all the film festivals as well. And I think I think some of them are, you're going to be in the, you're going for the Great Slam Dance Film Festival. I know that one. Palm Springs Film Festival, Athens, the LA Independent Film Festival. You're going to be all over. And I, maybe in 2019, you'll be in the Boston Film Festival as well. Is that what
I'm
you guys?
I'm waiting for submissions to open so we can submit it to Boston so I can come and see you guys and be live on the air with you.
There you go. You can find it on Facebook, Nowheresville, Twitter, Nowheresville1, Instagram, Nowheresville, Nowheresville the film, Nowheresville movie. Everywhere that Bob Rand, you can check out Bob Rand K on Facebook and Instagram as well.
K.
So, Barbara, we love you. Thank you again.
Love you guys, too.
You're the best.
Miss you. Shout out to everyone in Boston. Miss you guys.
We'll do. Next time you're in town, you're coming here live on the studio.
Of course I am. Miss you, Danny.
Miss you, too, darling.
Absolutely. All right. That is the one and only our best friend, Barbara Ann Klickstein. Barbara Ann K. Is now going to be a famous celebrity.
I love.
Love it. Love it. All right.
I love it. You know, she was a fan of The Lounge when Stephanie and her came in and did a show a couple of years ago. We had a blast and looking forward to having her bringing back the success and having her in studio in the near future. That's so much fun hearing on everyone and the success of everyone and just the community. The mic picks up everything. We have the windows open in the studio so you can hear the crosswalk every once in a while and you hear the... Ow, I just hit my head on the mic.
Do that again. That was great. So one thing we didn't talk about, Bob Rand and I used to work at 94.5 WZOU in Jammin'.
Boston!
And also at Star with Vinny Peruzzi. And Bob Rand's responsibility was to read all the jail mail roll call. And we used to have a sound effects machine. What are you pointing at?
A PSA. Because
no.
So sound effects machine. Go ahead. Squirrel.
Squirrel. Shiny Go. Disco ball. Public
what?
Service announcement.
Rhythm of Boston? Who?
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know. So back in 94.5 and at Star 93.7, Bob Rann would be doing the jail mail roll call, and we had the sound effects machine, you know, the digital sound effects machine where you just have to hit a button and it's got 400 sound effects. Exactly. That's
Hello.
What we would do, and we would try and do everything we could to distract her, but what a consummate professional. She mm-hmm. never got distracted. We got yelled at by the people who would call in to leave her alone and stop playing the sound effects. Yeah, all that. Over the... Anyways, all right, Danny, we're rambling on long enough. Stop laughing. What are you doing?
I'm looking for a roughneck.
You're looking for something. Danny is just all
I'm looking for a roughneck. Maybe right. MC Light can tell us about that.
All right. Hopefully the Brad will get you all functified. Sasha, that sexy buddy. Yeah, it's MC Light. Roughneck 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Get a rough neck. Jay and his newfound friend.
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek for yo G. It's the BRAT.
Putting a dip in your hip from right to left.
And on top of all that, I'm so deaf.
Well, yo, that's my clique.
Hey, homie, that's who I rose with. And we kick something but the fetish.
Them calls me the funkified, funkalistic, vocalistic that they ain't ready for. But they just don't hit me, though.
Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side.
We're coming straight from the 606 folk boat. Is the Brett and JD
head out,
big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimpin' and freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson. Cause I'm and ain't too many hoes that can hang with me. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, when it comes to the breath, tat tat tat, I make your neck snap back. Meaning I got the hit that'll get you bent. Tearing the roof off this mother like Parliament. I'm on a rolling control like Janet. Damn it,
Brett, you're the funk bandit and they can't handle it.
I know, that's why I keep hitting them with this grammar, letting all y'all know that I'm the real mama jammer. Straight to the head like a chronic sack.
I passed the mic to the Brett,
and yo, I passed it back.
Well, sisters and fellas, it's time to get your groove on. I provide the funkified sounds to make you move home.
Breaking these fools off proper like
it's S-O-S-O-D-E-F dynamite.
Coming, I bet you like Ralph K. And since this ain't no honeymoon, I'm here to stay.
And the way we're coming at you, baby, we can't miss.
There's a new tag team in town.
Whoop daddy.
Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Fergalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious,
so delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious.
Taste.
Fergalicious stiff. Fergalicious stiff. Fergalicious stiff. Fergalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm Fergalicious,
so delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious.
Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
Baby, 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 if you really want that, honey, get some patience, baby, then you'll get a taste. All my taste, I taste it, I'll be laced with lace it, it's so tasty.
brothers gather round. Always looking at me up and down, looking at my. I just wanna say it now. I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama. I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited. And I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it. But I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele. Cause they say she delicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Four, three, two, one.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Ooh-wee.
I put your boy on rock, rock. And he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
Yeah.
true throwback.
But you know what I mean? This MC stands for microphone commando. When I command that you take a hand and throw it up in the air. Yeah, just like that. Now chill and watch me rap, cause I'm flowing, flowing. Just like water, I slaughter. A battle put me in it, I'll win it. The mission is music and rhythm. Rhythm backed by words, all in my system. System by techniques. Techniques, I got my heart and heart into the music. Music I take part in. One tribe, one God, and one destiny. Just dance for me. So I put my rhyme to a DJ Morphe. Ample samples. This, for example, I made by the 45 King. So cancel your plans of moving to the front line. He's the DJ, producer, and mind you, a friend of mine. I pop, tip, and spin with the children. So get down with the sound if you're willing to let me sing while I bring Queen Latifah to the 45 King. Creating a new style in the name of the Flavor Unit. That's the way we like it, so I'm doing it. So if you want to know what the plan is to be, I order you to dance for me.
WMFO Bedford Boston, the lounge Saturday is coming to an end, Evan. Why?
I hate when that happens, Danny. It always has to come to an end, and it's not fun, but got to thank everybody across the world who checked in tonight. We had Canada, we had Miami, we had Dallas,
Africa.
We had Palm Springs, we had Johannesburg, South Africa. Chloe, love you. Thank you for checking in. Danny, it's a conclusion to another awesome lounge Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it.
Thanks to producer Kerry, by the way. She was did our nice Facebook Live earlier.
She sure did.
And hung with us. And before we went on, she was there taking a picture of Snoopy or whatever she was back there.
All right. So, Danny, we gotta run. But we got time for one more song.
One more song.
Don't forget to check us out all over social media. If it wasn't for you guys. Yeah. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. It is the Lounge Saturdays. Danny Martinetti, Evan Myers, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
stage, yo, you ask for more. I'm on the edge, I know the ledge. I work real hard to collect my cash. Tick, 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 take the time. When I'm going for mine. Open your ears and you will hear it. I tell you this, cause there's no limit.
No, no.
Cause I sell out, I'm making techno and I am proud.